Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Conversational Funnels, the new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of the old traditional methods everyone hates. We use this method to book 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. Download the free blueprint that step by step that shows exactly how we did it at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Paul Malott. Paul is a fractional CXO and AI-driven automation expert, transforming SMBs with innovative procurement and supply chain solutions. Doctoral candidate and strategic consultant for efficiency and growth. He's going to share a biz hack about that time when he incorrectly, and we're going to use this word, gorely, invoiced his clients. So, Paul, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, Anna. Thanks very much for having me today. I very much appreciate it and love the show. So, as you mentioned, when I first started as PM and Co, as the founder, when I first kicked this off, I was gung-ho about the organization and ended up overselling myself a little bit to three or four clients at the time. And before I started the organization, I had a book, a comic book actually, called The Bucket of Blood that I had created an LLC for. To make money for it and for tax purposes or whatever I thought I was doing to be smart at the time. What I decided to do when I created my organization was amend the Bucket of Blood LLC to PM and Company and do it with the government. Well, the government went ahead and amended it. I got my go ahead and I started doing business, right? As soon as I began to invoice my clients, I wasn't getting paid. 1 month goes by, 60 days goes by, 90 days goes by, and I finally decide to give one of my clients a call, right? And it turns out that I wasn't getting paid because each one of these clients' banks flagged the bank account because it was being invoiced from the Bucket of Blood LLC, Gorley, as you mentioned, right? So, not around Halloween time either. So, obviously, people were confused. One of my clients even got their card shut off on behalf of my business, right? So, really interesting way to start my automation and entrepreneurial journey. Long story short, I got that fixed as soon as possible. I hate to say it though, my bank account still has the bucket of blood on it.
I think you can make a lot of branding stuff with your bucket of blood thing. But what was the takeaway that you got from this experience?
Dot my I's and check my T's, right? I mean, cross my T's as fast as possible. It's really about double checking and triple checking things to make sure they're right. And it's okay to also you learn it's okay to make mistakes and dive head first. I was surprised that every single one of my clients, I mean, they were probably happy because they weren't paying me. Right? They were saving some money, but I was surprised that every one of them took it with a laugh, right? They all thought it was hilarious when they found out that, well, it was actually me, right? And they were wondering why I never invoiced them.
I think that would probably make, or I don't know, but having a laugh in your bank statement would make it easier in, I don't know, easier for people to just pay, like, oh, this guy is making me laugh. Yes, here's my money.
Yeah, after the conversation, no problem, right? Who cares about the payment terms on it? They paid me immediately after that, right? It was just a matter of making sure that I clarified that it wasn't some crazy organization called the Bucket of Blood, right? Not the best approach.
Why is the cartel invoicing me?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I guess that the biggest takeaway I also have with this is okay, it's okay, it's awesome to take action and just like go, and messy action is good, but always make sure that everything is fine.
Yeah, you represent yourself. I mean, you give people the benefit of the doubt. Not everybody's going to look at you like you're a fool, first of all, right? We all make mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes, but learn from them for, learn from them, change those mistakes and get paid from it, right?
That's exactly right. So, Paul, tell me Who do you serve and how people can reach out to you?
Oh, well, I am an automation procurement and automation agent, for lack of a better term. People can reach out to me at MALOTTP at umich.edu, UMICH.edu, or you can check out my website at www.pmcoautomation.com or www.sourceflow.ai, which is my new RFX software for small and medium businesses.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much
Thank you
for
very
to
much.
our thank you for blah, 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 I can't stop.
All right.
Thank you, Paul, for coming and sharing your story about that time when you mistakenly made your clients think that they were hiring the cartel or something.
Yeah, right. Buying buckets of blood, you know?
Yeah, you can learn more about what Paul does by going to PMC. Automation.com or sourceflow.ai. Did I get it right?
You did.
Awesome.
Thank you very
If
much. I appreciate your time, Anna.
thank you for being here. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to BizHub.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps a burnout away. And once again, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.